What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 204. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Football is right around the corner. First game is snapping tomorrow, Thursday. And we're going to look at some cards of guys that do not run or throw the ball. We're going to talk about receivers and tight ends today and what cards you guys should invest in or what cards you guys like. And there's some astounding numbers. You'd be very shocked at some guys that have been putting up big numbers compared to guys that just started playing, and the prices are just completely backwards, in my opinion. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some gold cards. Is gold the new silver? Is gold the new super fractor? I don't know, but there's some astronomical gold cards being sold on auction. So we're going to dive into that. We got our giveaway. We're going to announce our giveaway from last week. We had some amazing responses on Mojo Break Media YouTube. Keep it up. I love reading them. Last week was based on the memorabilia, and there was the Andre the Giant jockstrap. There was the napkin from that Michael Jordan might have wiped his face with. It was a lot of great responses that kept me entertained. So keep up with those responses. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe. And once again, all your breaks are at MojoBreak.com. Got a lot of stuff going down, including WNBA Prism. Donruss is coming out today as well, 2021 Donruss Football. So we got a lot of stuff on the pipeline for MojoBreak.com. I am joined with Dan and Cody. Cody, what is going down?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy football season. It's about to start. I'm very much ready.
How do you feel you're going to do in your fantasy league today against us?
Okay. So I didn't want to admit this. This is my first fantasy football team in about 3 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ever.
No. Oh, no. I used to do a...
This is the first time I've ever going to watch a football game.
That's right. Never seen the sport. Are they using the foot in the ball? That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, Ronaldo plays.
Yeah. No, I used to play way back in the day. I played a long time, but it's only been 3 years, so it's. I think it's still good.
The game hasn't changed much.
No.
I think you're fine.
No, I think we're fine. I think we'll be
just
all
make sure you lock
up. It's not like I haven't stopped watching football.
Lock up the kickers, lock up the defense, make sure you get those three rounds, lock them up.
First pick,
you
want to
get
gold.
Defense. There's a lot of players.
Right.
It's a quantity thing.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, kicker first.
I'm just glad my last league I was in, we had individual defensive players.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I was actually talking, I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, what if you did a league where you actually drafted a whole, like, 53-man roster?
Good Lord.
Like, you needed, and you had a way, because now with the stats, you can actually, I mean, there's offensive line stats.
You could
have actually fantasy offensive line. Wow. You could have special teams. You could have punters.
That would make Joe Staley very happy. Yeah,
offense,
he would get in that league.
No offense to the linemen. We love the linemen. But by round 32, I would have one of those little birds that like ducks their head into water where it just goes back and forth. I would just have that on the keyboard.
I don't care. I want to join a full 53-man roster with a salary cap.
No, you don't.
With a salary cap.
No, you don't.
Have individual. Each player has a salary attached
now,
to them.
I have wanted to do this for baseball for a long time. A 30-team, 26-man, I guess now, 26-man roster for
every
team.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and why don't you do it through email in the last, 17 weeks?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. It'd be a lot of entertainment. You'd probably save money in other regards of your life.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
Let's go crazy.
So, Dan, how's it going, by the way?
Well, you know, football season. I'm going to steal Cody's tagline. Football season.
Is it?
It's football season.
Are you ready?
Crazy.
Who's ready? I'm ready. You're ready. Baseball season is wrapping up. We're probably not going to talk much about baseball right now.
We got a little teaser.
How about them Gigantes?
It's been a wild ride.
Still on pace to win over 100 games. How do they do it? How do they do it, Cody?
They just put the names in the computer and it spits it out, and that's how they go.
Apparently, if you ask the rest of the fan base of baseball, just a bunch of cheaters.
Cheating. How are they cheating? They were actually talking about the Giants, and next year they have a lot of money to spend, which has to be scary for the rest of the league. I think they only have like $56 million accounted for, and that's actually already after extending Crawford.
Yeah.
Wow. So
they are one of the few teams.
Making it rain.
I mean, and a lot of teams are hurting financially, you know, hurting in air quotes. They're still multi-billion, you know, MLB's raking in the money still. But they're one of the few teams that's in such a good spot, not only next year, but the next few years. They are this, I want to say either in the last year or so, the payment on the ballpark is done.
Wow.
They are no longer having to pay
mortgage
for Oracle Park. So
this is
a phrase
that I have never heard as a Giants fan going into a next season where they're like, the Giants financially are in really good shape.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money. Usually it's
maybe
like
the best
usually it's
in
like,
baseball.
Usually it's like, well, we're still paying for Zito. We're still paying for all these terrible contracts that we've been signing. Yeah. Now we're, I mean, we're probably gonna sign. I think we're gonna sign Bryant.
I think so too. Yeah. I think Posey's probably coming back as well.
I think Posey's coming back.
Yeah,
and we have what, the number four prospect right now? You're saying?
Marco Luciano is currently the fifth ranked prospect according to MLB.com. That's probably only gonna get better. Kid's what, 19 years old?
So. I think Belt is still the odd man out. I think Johnny Cueto. We don't sign Johnny Cueto.
No, probably not.
But Brandon Belt putting a career year as far as home runs up. His batting average is not where it should be.
No, but he's having the classic Belt year where he's batting like .250, but he's got like a best on base on the team. So he'll find a home somewhere. If it's not with the Giants, he's going to find a home, and he's probably going to hit 45 home
He'll
runs.
Be a Ranger. I think he's going to be a Texas Ranger.
I think he ends up going somewhere in Texas, Houston or to Arlington.
Now, I'm sure everybody's like, hey, unless you're a Giants fan, you're like, let's move on to this next topic.
They're the best team in baseball.
We're going to win.
Right?
We're going to win.
Relishing in it. We're relishing
in it. Probably going to win 103 games. I mean, I know this isn't a Giants podcast, but it's been tough the last couple years.
We've only had three in the last decade, but hey.
Whatever, man.
Those three World Series titles are the trophy's getting a little rusty. Yeah. Right?
7 years ago, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
7 years ago.
We are going to talk some baseball in terms of Wander Franco coming up next because he's on a historic run. But I first wanted to mention WNBA Prism came out today as well, and the breaks have been filling up at a rapid pace. I mean, 12-team, 3-box hobby breaks on mojobreak.com. And what I really like about this set compared to any of the other Prism releases through basketball, football, is the amount of color that you get. You can obviously see they make less of this compared to the rest of the SKUs when it comes to baseball, football, soccer. So you're getting a lot of value. And WNBA is on the up and up. I'm seeing more of WNBA news. Top Shot did WNBA moments, and you've got over here locally, they're talking about possibly using the old Warrior Stadium as a WNBA franchise stadium. So, this could be the time. If you're not in a WNBA and you are a big collector and you love the Prism brand, this is the second year release of WNBA, and there is a pretty stout rookie class, and you're still getting the Ionescu cards. You're still getting the legends, Sue Bird and Taurasi. And I think it's a really good value, not only as a rip, but getting into a break. And you can see some of the images if you're watching here on YouTube of they use the same design from basketball NBA Prism for the WNBA Prism. They have color blasts, and it's been a lot of fun watching the WNBA breaks. And it's just the Prism brand, man. It's just... They could do
anything.
Can't
go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Can't
with the
go
Prism
wrong.
Brand.
You can do Prism anything. Prism lacrosse. I've actually, people have been talking. Lacrosse might be the next market to explode. Like, actually, do yourself a favor. Go on eBay and look at lacrosse cards. It'll blow your mind.
It's crazy. And there's also another guy for F1 that is now, who has cards in Dynasty and I think the Sapphire and the regular Chrome F1. That he just got promoted to be the second driver for Mercedes. So it's like his cards just are now almost approaching Lewis Hamilton prices. Like once you get on, like the Mercedes AMG team, I know we're going a little off topic, we don't have slides for this, but the Mercedes AMG team is like the Yankees of F1. So once that guy gets that, got promoted, it's like you see his cards are like insane. We have a case of F1 Dynasty. I may try to convince you to open it and record it. And be crazy.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Because we're in at halvesies.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant like, okay.
The more I looked at the cards last night, I'm like, I want to try to get a Lewis Hamilton. So
okay.
We'll talk about that off air. But if we do the break, it'll probably be on Mojo Break Media.
Why don't we put them up for personals for Cody?
We could do that too. So maybe we'll do a little half and half. But let's get into Wander Franco. And I want to kick it back to Cody because I know he was looking at the stats. And obviously we've been chasing Wander Franco in the 2019 Bowman. And we ripped some with Joe Staley. And I think we got a gold. I don't even know what that's worth now. But his a climb right now is literally insane.
I think part of it is one, he is legitimately the best prospect. He was the best prospect in baseball. He's the best rookie by far now. Any other year, he would be, I think, at the top of the list of the most wanted rookies, the most wanted guys in the hobby. But you couple that with, like, we are starving for anybody in baseball to break out for baseball card collectors. And for it to happen now where it's like, and also at a time in the season where we're starting to focus on football, we're starting to focus on other sports, and yet still, I think it really speaks to how special a player he is that he's totally caught the attention of collectors. And we put out a poll on our Mojo Break Media Twitter. It's a small sample size, but nonetheless an overwhelming margin. I basically just said, are you selling or are you holding Wander Franco right now? 80% said they're holding. And this is a guy who's on the Tampa Bay Rays, not a hot market.
But a very good team.
Yes, it is a very, very good team.
And I think you also, if you're holding on, you're probably holding on because
you know they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're going to be in the playoffs, and they can make a run. And we've seen what happens with
Randy Arozarena.
These prospects or these rookies that get called up. He has a great run, and they go to the World Series. His cards go up 10 times.
Well, and everybody in Tampa seems to be winning. So when it comes to all the sports, right? So it's I expect a deep run there.
Is that something now that we have to watch, that suddenly, because of the success that Tampa sports is having, does it suddenly vault into that area where we're like, though, this is not a market like, oh, if you get drafted by Tampa, it shouldn't be like, well, you know, it's not New York or Chicago or whatever. I feel like the amount of times they're winning with the Bucks and obviously the Lightning too, the Rays were in the World Series, is the narrative changing for if you get drafted by Tampa, it's not this death sentence for collectors. For
players
for
might be happier not paying taxes, you know what I mean?
There's,
it might be
that.
Something in the water. They could save a little bit more money. Maybe they put more smiles on their face. And but I do have a question for you, Dan, because this rookie class that we have in the 2021 season has been a little bit lackluster. You know, you've got Joe Adell, you've got Jonathan India and certain products, you got Alec Baum. Nobody's really like coming out. I mean, if we had Wander Franco, it'd be crazy. So I'm assuming Topps comes out with Wander Franco rookie cards in 2022, right?
Yeah,
so
I don't think he makes update.
I don't think he makes update either. I think they put him in 2022 series one.
Yep.
So looking forward, you got to think that next year's product, and I don't want to jump past this product because we still might have a break. I know it's late in the season with 20 games left, but how crazy is 2022 products going to be with just Wander being in there as rookie?
It'll be huge. It'll probably be, I'm just talking about series one out of the gate, and that'll probably be sometime in January, I think, January or February.
Right.
That will be a heck of a way to start off the 2022 collecting, like, baseball collectors year. So that'll be the first product that comes out, and those boxes are going to be insane. I mean,
yeah, imagine if he wins the World Series and gets an MVP, and then we're just starving for his rookie cards. I mean, they won't pass up the Bowman. So if you're looking for the best card of Wander Franco that typically holds its value the longest, obviously the first Bowman is the card to go with. Now those are crazy price, so they're only for the upper echelon of spenders there. But you know, the series one rookie with all the different parallels, they should do very well. And you know, you usually get, if you're doing a jumbo box, you're usually getting at least one of every rookie, so you're guaranteeing yourself a Wander Franco, which should be, you know, really great for collectors on the lower end. I don't know what the boxes will come out if he does crazy, you know, but it should be still relatively affordable where you're not, you know, spending flawless prices on a box of series one, but it should be pretty fun. That's always a great time of year just to kind of say, hey, baseball's here again, start collecting top series one. And maybe they'll do a rip party again this year. We have to defend our throne and pull Wander Franco's.
We do. And I'm actually seeing, is that a red? That's a red,
red number to five. Yeah.
What do you think that is worth?
$200,000. Yeah.
For reference, I think the putting it up here, if you're watching at home,
orange
number 225 recently sold for $17,900.
Okay, take it back, Doug.
I think I
sold it.
No, I wish I did.
Jeez,
I'd be pulling up in that Lambo that we saw the other day. I want to say golden sold.
I'm going to say $85,000. I don't think it's quite six figures.
Let's see if we can find it real quick.
There is. I'm pulling it
up. But I mean, Cody, you let's say hypothetically, you have that card in hand. Are you holding? You selling?
Man, I don't know. I've so like I. If there's one thing I've learned,
you holding for a little while, like
well,
maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I think if you are gonna hold, it's you hold probably until October.
Okay,
but
you
there's also the fear of like, what if the Rays get bounced in the first round?
You don't. And you don't hold for a decade.
I don't know, but that's the other
well,
thing.
Here's
he's
the thing.
Also that good. He really has been that good. And you see, like with Juan Soto, who we're not even talking about Juan Soto anymore. And
it's old school.
And he's like top three in on base and OPS, and he's all there, and he's still like 22 years old.
I mean, and we're Tatis is
right
probably front runner for the NL. MVP.
And both those guys still have incredible value right now, still more valuable probably than Wander Franco. So you could say if they are at that level in 2 years, which he's going to be still at 21, 22 years old in 2 years, that, yeah, I think there is still a really strong case to hold him for quite a while.
So a month ago, August 7th, a red shimmer, which we know is not what do you call it, Dan?
It's not your daddy's red.
Right. And this is your daddy's red here on the screen. There's no shimmer involved in it. It's an OG red Bowman. That one sold for $61,000 on Golden. So as a shimmer, and that was a month ago.
I think, what did I say, 85?
You might be close. I think it's probably between mine and yours. I think I went a little high, so don't hit me up. But
I don't think it's six figures, dude. I don't think it crosses over. I don't think it's over 100,000.
Well, when you
come on, man. Like we're throwing out crazy numbers out here.
But look at what company is he with the on base?
Right now he is as we record this 37 game on base streak for a player 20 or younger. Only Frank Robinson has more at 43 games.
So now he's better than Mickey Mantle?
He's better than Mickey Mantle.
He's better than Mickey Mantle.
It's official.
Okay.
That's all we need in the hobby is a little bit of that. Right?
You actually, so. I mean, based on the market, you could buy a Mickey Mantle or you can buy a Wander Franco.
Did he not play enough games to get Rookie of the Year this year?
Oh, no. He's the favorite.
Yeah, I was gonna say okay.
Like he's the runaway favorite.
Yeah,
yeah. It's unfortunately Ryan Mountcastle having a nice year. It's gonna get second place. It sounds like.
Ryan's that? Ryan Mountcastle.
Never heard of him.
The Orioles are going to be good, yeah. And I think he's going to be a major part of.
Well, they have the number one prospect in baseball.
Rebuilding process. I'm not worried about Ryan Mountcastle. I think you buy Ryan Mountcastle right now.
Not a bad
I think
buy.
You keep on.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I think, and that's 2015 Bowman draft is where Ryan Mountcastle's first Bowman is located. For whatever reason, I think they made a lot.
Probably the most.
Of 2015 Bowman draft because if you look on eBay, Ryan Mountcastle and any other auto subject, I think Dansby Swanson's in there, Benintendi's in there, readily available.
Bueller.
Readily available. All those guys.
Key Brian
Hayes. Austin Riley.
Yeah. Who's actually having a pretty good season.
Having a great year.
Season.
So,
yeah, it's actually 2015 Bowman draft is probably the most talked about product on the hype for the last two or three years because we're always like, you see the 2019 Bowman, which wanders in. I think they're like $3,000 a box now or something silly like that. Maybe even more now. You see the 18 because it's got Ohtani in it. Those are insane. Even some of the drafts. I mean, I think besides maybe 14 drafts, another one that's available, and that's literally, I think Kyle Schwarber was the only kind of ticket in that one. But the 15 draft, just always around. It's just there. It's 6 years ago now, and it's still there.
Is it? I mean, the,
you can get it. I mean, comparatively, you can get it relatively cheap.
I mean, we talk about Bowman draft, and if you can get a box, any box under $1,000, we're like, that's cheap. I was buying jumbos. They didn't do super jumbo. They did regular.
Yeah, they did. That was the first year. That's
so
why they ran it. They had hobby, jumbo, and super jumbo.
So
they had three SKUs.
That's why it's readily available.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean.
No, actually, I'm sorry. They did it 14 draft. Jumbo did the same thing. So I think they stopped it in 16. They only did the three SKUs up till 16. And I think they changed it to just the two.
And there was I was buying boxes maybe 3 years ago for like $250. Like as many as you want. Buy the case. Buy the pallet if you wanted.
Yeah.
You can't get that type of quantity anymore, but you're right. You can get a box for under $1,000, and at this point with draft, it's a great deal.
Yeah, and I mean, there's the knock on it is you got a lot of guys that are basically kind of mediocre at this point, but that's not saying maybe in a couple of years they become somebody, right? There's a lot of potential between all of them.
Well, so. I don't know what kind of year Benintendi's having. He went from the Red Sox to the Royals, I believe.
He's not been very good.
That's tough.
Yeah. Rogers.
Dansby Swanson. I don't know. He's had an up and down career.
I believe leading the Braves in runs batted in right now. He's
been having a great career.
Oh, and Brendan Rogers.
Walker Buehler is probably your Cy Young favorite in the National League.
Yep. And if he doesn't win this year, he probably will win a Cy Young at some point. He's legit. Key Brian Hayes. We were talking about Austin Riley and Ryan Mountcastle and
Brendan Rogers, who had a highlight play yesterday. Granted, they got blown out by the Giants, but he had a double play where it bounced off his glove right to his hand. It looked, you know, almost Tatis-esque. So it's been a long time waiting on Rogers, and he could be the face of the Rockies come next year or the year after. So
really sounds like we're doing an infomercial for
2015 draft. 2015 yeah, don't buy it. I want to buy it. Don't buy it. You got to check out mojobreakshop.com. I know a lot of you guys know us for group breaks, but we also have a sealed box website that is attached to our local card store that's in Santa Clara here. And we've got some great deals on wax. Anything that's trading card related, we have on the site, whether it be Pokemon, basketball, football, soccer. We got lots of stuff. 21 Donruss just dropped. It's on the site. And we got a special discount code for our Mojo Break the Hype listeners. Use code MOREMOJO, and that's going to get you 10% off on prices that are already insane. So save big. We're already really competitive with all the major online retailers, and you're going to save an additional 10%. And that's a flash code. So I know I've gotten people emailing me about the hype codes. It doesn't work anymore. It's only a limited time. So go on mojobreakshop.com now. Use code MOREMOJO and save 10%. It's almost football time, and we've got the 2021 NFL preview, which will segue into the top wideouts and who you should invest in. Cody, what's going down with the NFL season?
All right, so I want to hear, as we are now about 24 hours away, if you're watching this right when we put it on Mojo Break Media or listening to it, I want to hear one bold prediction for the 2021 season. I will start by saying, with three wildcard spots, I believe all four NFC West teams will qualify for the playoffs. That's my bold prediction.
C-Rad, what's your bold prediction?
You sure you want to start with me?
I think we know where this is going, don't we?
Bold prediction.
All right, prediction.
The Raiders go one game above 500.
Zach Wilson will be the top rookie this year.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor will have the most rushing yards out of all running backs this year.
Tampa Bay does not make the playoffs.
Whoa! They're just crushing dreams, Dan. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Huh? You hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then who's your NFC South winner, if that's the case?
Yeah, really.
Saints.
Jameis. Wow.
Crab legs. Where's Jameis from originally?
Like college?
No, like born.
Oh, I would have to look that up.
Yeah,
Super
I don't know
Bowl
either.
Hangover, man.
Because I know
Super
he
Super Bowl hangover, and who's backing up Tom Brady? If Tom Brady,
Kyle Trask, baby.
If Tom Brady gets hurt, misses some time, is that team a playoff team? They don't have a lot of depth in that quarterback.
They have
room.
The same team on their defenses have stacked.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
He's from Alabama, by the way.
At some point, Brady has to. What? How old is he going into this season?
He's 44?
83. I wouldn't be surprised. I think he's what, 44, 43, 44? So
40, yeah. I mean, mid-40s.
At some point.
At some point, the wheels have to come off, right?
Father time is undefeated, as they say.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my bold prediction.
We've said that for the last 8 years.
Well,
that father time.
One of these times, you will be right.
I can't. I mean, if they were in any other division, I would say I would agree with you. But I think they could literally win that division at like 9-8. I think they could win that division at 9-8.
Cool.
I'd love to see Ian Book.
You said bold prediction, right?
Yeah. Bold. That's a very bold prediction. So,
you didn't say crazy prediction.
Bold.
If we're just basing it off of if it's the boldest one, Dan wins.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, my prediction's not that bold. I just really like Wilson. That's all.
Yeah. I would say that's pretty bold. I mean, it's. I feel like Lawrence
in five quarterback. Where there's a lot of nice quarterbacks this year,
and even Trey Lance. I think it's. I mean, locally, it feels like he gets a ton more buzz than a lot of the guys. But
I think people are expecting Mac Jones probably to be the best. But
I would love. I mean,
well, the Jets regime is all switched around, so it could. You know, we're not the Jets Jets that we laughed about. It could be. They could surprise us.
I would love to see the Jets get that franchise quarterback. I mean. The last franchise quarterback they had, Mark Sanchez?
Tessa Verde.
Yeah, I mean...
Chad Pennington?
I think Tessa Verde is the best one they've ever had, besides the super old school quarterback. That
Butt fumble.
That's the one thing he's known for. Well, and check out NFL Breaks at MojoBreak.com. The new Donruss just dropped today as well, which it has the downtown insert. I know we're all super excited about that. That thing has evolved over the years to have great anticipation to pull one of those five rookie quarterbacks this year.
Even the Marvels are beautiful.
And the Marvels are great. And you get a lot of rookie cards, and it's not super expensive. And you just get value. There's a lot of different parallels, so excited to rip that and see what that's all about. Well, get into breaks at mojobreak.com. And we were talking about this. If Mac Jones was drafted by the Jets and Zach Wilson was drafted by the Patriots, would Zach Wilson be selling higher than Mac Jones at this point?
I would say so.
Would, knowing what we know now, though, right? So Zach Wilson would have been named the starting quarterback.
Because Cam Newton and yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then I agree. Zach Wilson would be the highest selling.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to talk about it. Being named the starter is what really is going to set the market.
But it's just but you look at the Brady effect. I mean, Garoppolo was selling more than he should have been when he was drafted. Stidham, people were holding on to Stidham prices, right? And now you actually got a guy that was drafted in the first round. I think we talked about this last week, but drafted in the first round, and he's a Patriot quarterback, and Belichick's still there. It's just like everybody in the hobby is like, it is black and white. This is the next Tom Brady. See the prices. They're insane.
Yeah, in general, you just trust that franchise a lot more than you trust the Jets franchise. So, you switch those guys. Whoever's on the Patriots is going to be the higher selling.
Well said.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's almost like the Yankees, right? You throw somebody in a Yankee uniform, you have Jason Dominguez. If Jason Dominguez was a prospect for the Marlins, probably wouldn't have been the same kind of factor, but you just got that lineage of that team, you know. Yep. But let's move into guys that catch the ball. We're talking about wideouts, and we're going to look at some numbers because it's just really crazy when you look at the longevity of some of these guys and what their prices sell for. So if you look at the top four of all time that are active, the guys that are active, and I know Larry might retire, but Larry Fitzgerald with the most yards of all out of active, which is 17,492 career yards, which is literally insane.
It's crazy.
That's insane. The next guy is 5,000 below in Julio Jones at 12,896. Antonio Brown, third, 11,746 yards. And DeSean Jackson, the new Ram, 10,656 yards. I think he's played for 38 years. So, I mean, that's justified there. But you look at Larry's prices. This is
he's
one of his.
For less than Larry Fitzgerald's played longer.
No, he has played longer. But I don't know. I just I feel like DeSean Jackson's older. It just feels that way. Larry Fitzgerald, a recent ultimate rookie, which is probably his second best rookie auto to get. 2,500. Buy it now. So you could get one of his best rookie autos for 2,500. The story on the 2004 contenders is that they only made 50 of them. So you can't really find much data. Those have been locked away. So this is the one that's probably the most available. And then you see some of his Chrome, his Topps Chrome, because Topps Chrome was around back then for football. 395 for best offer on a Topps Chrome rookie, Larry Fitzgerald. Then you go to Julio Jones. You can get a playoff contenders auto for $229. Yes, I said that right. $229 for a Julio Jones PSA 9 contenders auto. And then you look at DeSean Jackson, $25 for a playoff contenders
free
auto.
Free shipping.
That's crazy, right? But then you get into Davante Adams, who's arguably the number one receiver in the league right now, drafted probably first on everybody's fantasy board for wide receivers, cracked ice, $765, right? D-Hop, probably second or third amongst wide receivers, $499 on a contenders
auto. And that
auto
right there is a buy it now or best offer, and it's a jersey number on that one.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even see that. Yeah, jersey number.
Wow.
But then you get into some of the new guys. You get into Justin Jefferson, cracked ice, $2,559. You could buy the top four and still have money left over, or you could buy Justin Jefferson. So this is just like, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, guys. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that the best this guy could do is Larry Fitzgerald. But Larry Fitzgerald sells for a quarter of him. And then you look at some of the other guys. You look at DK Metcalf. $3,000 for a cracked ice DK Metcalf. I want to ask C-Rad this. How much money does it add that he tackled Chase Edmonds? How much does that play add to this card?
Like at least $1,000.
Right? It's just crazy. The wide receiver market is insane. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. To me as a hobbyist, if I'm buying to keep, then this doesn't matter. But if I'm buying to flip, then it doesn't make sense to hold on to these guys at all. Like, because the pinnacle of what they could get is Larry Fitzgerald, which is probably not going to happen because these guys don't get as many yards as they used to.
Yeah. Well, with the longer season now.
But you can make an argument, though, that Larry Fitzgerald is – the second greatest receiver to ever probably do it, right? You would basically put Jerry Rice up there, and then you would put Larry Fitzgerald.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Second of all time?
Second of all time.
Yeah, I guess I can't dispute that.
I mean, I don't...
I mean, Randy Moss, T.O., kind of, you can make that argument.
Yeah, but Larry Fitzgerald, like, the longevity and doing it at a high level and...
Staying with one team.
I think you got to put him at least in the question of being a top five overall in the history.
Yeah.
He's got to be in there. Are we going to look in 10 years and go, Justin Jefferson, top five to ever do it? DK Metcalf, top five to ever do it?
The odds are stacked against him.
Not everybody can be a top five.
Yeah, and you look at the one guy that won a Super Bowl in that top four is Antonio Brown. And the
funny thing is that there's probably like Jamar Chase probably has cards out there that are outselling rookie autos of D-Hop, of a lot of these like generational wide receiver talents.
Yep. Yep, it's definitely strange to me, and I'll ask a question here to C-Rad. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's just these younger guys that are getting in? Maybe they didn't watch football during Larry's time, and all they know is the packs they opened, which contained either DK Metcalf or Justin Jefferson specifically. Do you think that plays into it?
I think that definitely plays a part. I do want to mention, like, because we talked about on this show for a long time, and just in the hobby in general, like, when will receivers reach a price like similar level to quarterbacks, right? It actually it's obviously surprising, but it also makes me happy a little bit that this is a 2019 wide receiver and he's still selling for this amount in 2021.
Right.
You get what I mean? So it just shows the strength of the hobby. Like, but yeah, back to what you were asking, it definitely has to do with just the newer crowd coming in, I think. Right. And then as they progress, if they stay long enough in the hobby, they'll realize like, wait a minute, like, so I should actually be getting somebody like Larry Fitzgerald, not necessarily like investing in guys like this that where there's so much unknown, right?
Right. I mean, at least this is a numbered card. It's numbered to, I think, 23. So yeah. I got a question for Dan. So, you know, I got
an answer. I actually want to talk about this as well. I got something.
Well, I was going to ask you, and you could use this and parlay into what you were going to say. I was going to say, you know, the top of the mountain for quarterbacks right now is Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, right? So is DK Metcalf the top of the mountain for wide receivers?
Currently and right now
in the hobby,
I mean, the prices don't deny that, right?
So right.
I guess I have to agree with that. But what another thing I'm going to say is 2019 contenders is an expensive box. You got to take that into the equation,
but
as
not
well.
As expensive as the
2013 contenders, really cheap.
Yeah.
So if somebody opens up a box of 2019 contenders and they paid $1,800 for the box, the cards, if you do hit a DK Metcalf cracked ice, that should sell for a premium.
Okay, well, okay, that's actually a really great point. So
usually the only ones I have.
So let's just say Geno Smith and EJ Manuel of the 2013 class are in the top 10 right now. and that box is now, instead of being, I think they're only like $150-$200 right now, does that does that push the price of D-Hop, you're saying?
Absolutely.
So if, and let's reverse that, if Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins all crap out in 5 years and they're not in the league, and DK Metcalf's the only guy, then theoretically with that theory, DK Metcalf's card should go down. Regardless of his ability on the field?
Should go down, yeah. I think it's all relative. Like, if the box price is going to reflect the market value of the individual cards.
So you almost need the rookie class around him to be strong as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about 2017 product all the time. And
right.
If you're not, give me somebody off the top of your head that's in 2017 that's not Patrick Mahomes.
McCaffrey tomorrow.
Okay. So McCaffrey. I'm like, I want to open up a box because I want to collect Christian McCaffrey. Well, that's going to be really difficult to do because there's this guy, Patrick Mahomes, that has driven the price basically to where the average collector can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yep. So Christian McCaffrey cards theoretically should go for a lot more than they do. So I guess that, and they don't, though.
They don't.
So I guess my argument,
it's
maybe
yeah.
doesn't, I don't know.
And
I,
that's why we have
I,
a show.
I really feel like that should mean something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, maybe not.
Well, Cody, what's your takeaways with these prices and DK Metcalf being the mountain for receivers in the hobby?
It just feels like it's the same thing we see so much, is that there's just a recency bias that, one, yeah, DK Metcalf is a legitimately explosive receiver. Even if he, like, yes, that tackle was, like, viral and it was incredible, but if he doesn't also back it up with his play, then who cares? The fact that he does that, plus he backs it up with his play, plus he's just, like, this physical specimen that we have never seen among wide receivers, it all takes into account, like, that he is this that potentially a generational guy, and that's also always what it is. It's about what could be rather than what is. I would say, looking at those other numbers with Fitzgerald and Julio Jones, don't feel like going all in on a Justin Jefferson or a DK Metcalf is that wise of an investment, because even if they hit all those benchmarks that Julio Jones and Larry Fitzgerald, again, Larry Fitzgerald, literally the only guy with more receiving yards in the NFL, is Jerry Rice.
Right.
So if I cannot envision 10 years from now people, you know, spending the same amount on a Justin Jefferson or DK Metcalf, even if they have the best possible career they could have. I think it just kind of shows that even though right now it clearly looks like people are all in on other positions other than quarterback, I think it kind of also backs up the claim that, yeah, it's, if you're going to be into football, get in on QBs, because it's the longer shelf life than wide receivers or running back.
Well, let me ask you guys this. If, you know, Julio Jones now is on the Titans and they're one of the favorites in the AFC along with the Chiefs, does his card at $229, is that in, like, this Contenders, which is probably one of the better cards of that year along with the National Treasures, is that an investable price?
Sure.
Do you think that there has a potential?
Sure.
What can he do to make this card go up this year?
I don't think he has to do much, as opposed to the DK Metcalf at $3,200.
Right.
What does DK Metcalf have to do to justify that price point?
Lead the lead.
What kind of year does he have where you're like, I am really happy I bought that at $3,200? Where Julio Jones can lead, he can have 1,000 yards. His team can have a long stretch in the playoffs, maybe go to the Super Bowl. He could be the number one target on his team. And at $230, that can be a $500 card.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what DK Metcalf would have to do to make that $3,200 card a $4,000 card.
And I know it's a cracked ice, and I don't believe, I'm trying to remember, I know we opened it, I don't remember if there was cracked ice in 2011. I don't think there was. I think there was just variations, and they released print runs later, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But Julio Jones also was a redemption that didn't get filled for like 4 or 5 years in that product. So I don't know how many of them didn't get fulfilled. So that's another thing to look at the pop report on that, because maybe there is a very low pop report. But based on this, you can get 15 of these, pretty much, or one of that DK Metcalf cracked ice. It's just insane to me. What are your thoughts on Julio Jones, C-Rad, based on versus DK Metcalf?
Dude, like, if you just want to talk about basic investment strategies in the hobby, I think what a lot of smart people will say that are in the hobby is that guys like Julio Jones, you know, guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame, have a, you know, a great career, and they're, you got to look at a couple things. You got to look at the pop report, like we were just talking about, like Doug was just saying. Look at the pop report on this card. It's probably going to be low because he was a redemption that a lot of them didn't get fulfilled. And then what have they done already? Like, if are they going to be a Hall of Fame player? Are they going to be one of the best to ever do it, which looks like Julio Jones is probably going to be one of the best to ever do it. And at this price point, it's like, yeah, it is a no-brainer. So, like, again, if smart investment strategies in the hobby, get the guys that are probably going to be one of the greatest at the positions, get the guys that have low pop reports, and you'll be fine. Like, you'll be fine in the long term.
I didn't even think about this. What if, like, you know, because this was the last year before Prism came out, right? So Panini did not make Prism football for 2011. They made it in 2012. So there was Topps Chrome, 2011 Topps Chrome, which maybe is forgotten about in the football hobby. I know there's a few big names with it, with like, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers and some of the older quarterbacks. But imagine, what if Fanatics starts making Topps Chrome football again? And then you have the situation where younger, newer collectors now know Topps Chrome as football, and Julio Jones retires and he's going in the Hall of Fame. Maybe Topps Chrome Julio Jones gets Googled, and you know those cards start to go up. So there's a lot of things, and I think at a low price now, and I haven't looked at Topps Chrome. I don't know what the prices are.
But I don't know if there's any Topps Chrome autos.
I think there is. I think he signed those ones. I think he was,
because
wasn't a
it's tricky because he did. It was like 4 or 5 years he worked out a deal with Panini to fulfill his redemptions, but at that point Topps was losing the football license. I don't know if they would go out of their way to spend the money to fulfill those redemptions, knowing that they were not going to have the license.
Yeah, I'm going to see if there was any autos. I know there's obviously, I'm just talking about the base, so you could invest in the base, and you could probably do well, or the refractors.
There is some Topps Julio Jones rookie autos out there.
There is, yeah.
They're flagship.
There is Chrome, yeah. See, there's a variation that sold for $1,200. 721 on a basic auto. So that's actually pretty high. It's a sticker auto. Most of that set was on car, but that's a sticker.
But it is his Chrome, right?
Refractor rookie auto of Titans new star, the person put.
Pristine 10.
Yeah, and is it numbered? I don't think it's numbered. So, that might be something. That might be a play on that one, too, is it's being shiny. New collectors like shiny. Maybe if you hedge your bet, if you're buying Julio Jones, you could buy the Chromes as well.
It does feel like Contenders is that's old school.
It's the old man game.
It is.
It's not shiny.
That's my jam right there.
Which actually is a perfect segue. Sierra has not seen this. He knows the LeBron, but we got the Hobby Gold Rush in this studio right here. It feels like a hobby heat wave, but Hobby Gold Rush.
It is hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's not just the cards. So we got a, that's gold, Jerry. Gold. And
gold.
We got the record-breaking LeBron that sold for $99,000. So when we talk about gold, we're talking about cards that are numbered to 10, and specifically Prism. $99,630 was the record LeBron James sale, which we talked about last week.
Great deal.
Which I don't know if this is the reason why the hobby has followed, but a Tom Brady 2018 gold Prism, so a 18th year Tom Brady on the Patriots, numbered to 10, BGS 9, sold for $57,000. That blew my mind.
That didn't get paid for.
We don't know but
what is what's the deal with the with 9.5? Does that mean one of the subgrades is a 9.5?
Yeah, so they put that in there for like as like a spam to make it like it looks like a 9.5 grade.
And a gold Prism numbered to 10, which pop 3. Well, there can only be a pop 10, so I don't know why we had to put pop on there. I think we could all do math. Jersey number 1 of 1, so it was, well, actually, it's not. Isn't he wearing number 12? He doesn't wear number 2, correct?
So 10 plus 2 equals 12.
Dude.
Come on, guys.
Dude.
I say it on the stream all the time. You can make an eBay 101 off anything.
That's true.
That's a jersey number. 10 plus 2 equals 12.
Dan, tell us how much you love that.
I don't love it. I don't love it, Doug. I don't love it at all.
Tell us the reason why you hate that.
I don't even have
the land of big believe. Is that magic beans?
It's magic beans, but it's pretty self-explanatory, I think. I don't need to explain why that's dumb as blank.
Yes. And that card sold for $30,000. So we're talking about cards of Tom Brady that are not rookie cards. The 2021, obviously a 20-year card. The 18 and 18th-year card. Number to 10, no autograph. Selling for just stupid money.
Like a really nice new car.
Yeah, so then you look at Contender. You can get a Contenders for $46,000. A rookie auto of Brady, which I believe there's under 1,000 on the Pop Report between the two companies, maybe even less. You got to remember, he was a late-round pick. They weren't chomping at the bit to get him to sign cards like they would a Trevor Lawrence or a guy that was drafted in the first round. Probably Mark Bulger signed more autographs than Tom Brady did that rookie year.
Mark Bulger had a great career.
Great career, but not as good as Tom Brady's. But Bowman Chrome sold for $17,000. So you could get both of these cards damn near for the price of one 18-year Tom Brady gold to 10. It just makes no sense to me. So I tried to figure out why people are doing this, and I am proud of the community for buying serial numbered cards, because that means there is a scarcity effect to it. But I'm wondering is it some of the new collectors that were jumping in buying the Luka Doncics and realizing that there's a million on the Pop Report? So they're like, okay, well, I got to buy everything that's lower than 10 now. Is that causing this to go up? Is shill bidding causing this to go up? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Can somebody help me digest this?
Nope.
C-Rad, help me digest this, man.
I can't explain the Brady. I can't explain the Brady. He's been in every year of Prism. He has, you know, a number to 10 in every year of Prism, pretty much, that they've made the product. The LeBron, I can see why that one.
I can't see why on that one either.
I can see why
the LeBron photo. The photo is iconic. One of the best photos.
And LeBron doesn't have autos.
And the meaning behind that, the why he even did that dunk too, is like it's the Kobe tribute. So it's like forever gonna be a sacred image, you know what I mean, in basketball history. So that's how I explain it, right? For the LeBron, they're not gonna do that again. They're not gonna use that image again in Prism specifically, most likely. But these ones I can't explain. I can't explain why 18-year Prism Tom Brady sold for $58,000.
I mean, he is the GOAT.
I would rather buy the rookie all day long, PSA 7.
Yeah, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think
the only thing that maybe explains this, and this might be a huge reach, because these are recent sales, September 6th and August 31st, is the Panini, the Fanatics news. Has now everybody like, well, I got to snatch up anything Prism Football, anything Panini, anything Tops.
Yeah, that's valid.
Because it's gone after a certain point.
Could be gone, yeah.
And then it's only going to go higher. But I still am like, yeah, would I rather have a PSA 7 Playoff Contenders Brady rookie or a PSA 9 Gold 2020 Prism? I don't even feel that's an argument.
That's a big, like, what if, though. That's a big hypothetical.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of things that can happen in 5 years. Fanatics can buy Panini, and then they can make Prism.
Yeah.
And it could then that argument doesn't even hold water at that point. But I get what you're saying. It's almost panic buying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I need to make sure FOMO. Like, what if there is no more Tom Brady cards? What if there is no more physical cards? What if Fanatics goes all digital? Like, I need to get my Tom Brady right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and also to be fair, to make an argument for this thing, which it's really hard to make an argument for the price, is what color of card is the most wanted and the one that we have seen for the longest period of time?
Gold.
So,
gold.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because even when you talk about the 101s, Panini has the black, you know, and they also do have gold vinyls, which are sometimes number to 5 and sometimes one of ones.
Tops
has the super fractors, but Tops has gold. Granted, they're number to 50 in Bowman, but Panini's gold in Prism has been number to 10 since the beginning of time.
Is there a worse feeling as a group breaker? You're sitting there, you see that
gold vinyl
peeking out. And then you flip it over, and it's number to 5.
I'm still kind of happy when I pull those.
They're still big cards. but see, we you know, and you were at the beginning of it, when the era of, you know, when you saw that film, that super fractor film, it was
yeah. When I came in, there was no such thing as gold vinyl number to 5s.
I don't love the not so super fractor.
And that was actually a crazy phenomenon when you go back in the history of the cards. Is that the super fractor design was Tops. That was Topps. That's when you were opening Bowman or Topps Chrome, and you saw that, you knew it was a 1-on-1, and you were just wondering who it could be, and you know you have a big card, possibly the biggest card in the whole set. And then Leaf copied it, and they called it the Prismatic, which they used the same film. And then Panini held out for years. They tried to pimp the black refractor.
Which are very nice.
Which are very nice, but they gave in and they went with the superfractor design as well. So it's it's flattering, I guess, to Topps that they created that, and it's widely accepted in the hobby as the number one card. But the gold, I think, is the one that's remained true. It's not been really changed. It's not been copied. It's just, it's been used by both companies, but it's gold.
But generally, Topps' gold is number to 50.
Yes.
I don't love that either.
I hope that Fanatics keeps...
he wants some uniformity.
The gold number to 10.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
One last thing about this. I also, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's also, you know, Brady collectors are probably like on a different level from the average person.
Yeah.
And they're probably, one, maybe like bored, or two, they don't have any more cards to go after. So they're just like, let me just buy whatever is like low number to Brady right now.
Yeah,
those damn Brady collectors and those damn Sean Mannion collectors.
I know.
They're
one and the same.
They're one and the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you see the cards on eBay for Sean Mannion.
100K.
But you also can make the PMG argument with Jordan, right? I mean, the 90s, I'm probably getting I'm not researched on this very well, but there's the green PMGs. So they had 100 in the print run, but then the greens, there's only 10 of them, I believe, yep. if I'm getting my colors correctly, and those go for an astronomical amount. So maybe the hobby is trying to create a PMG here.
And the PMG, like, it doesn't even matter what player it is.
Right. Yeah, it's insane. Like,
third.
But Upper Deck, they numbered them all to 100, but the first 10, I believe, were, if I'm, somebody's going to blast me in the comments, but I did not collect during that era, so I'm not as versed in that. But I believe the first 10 were green, and then the rest of them were red. So even 90s. The reds sell for a lot, but the first 10 are greens, which make those are like just unheard of in price. And that was out of the Fleer Metal, I believe, that you used to collect those in. But maybe the hobby's looking for the next kind of PMG. PMG mean number to 10, gold. Brady's the GOAT. I mean, I'm trying to walk myself through justifying this. I'm still not justified in my mind about it, but I'm getting there. I'm kind of seeing.
I can't justify the eBay 101 on that listing.
Yeah, that's somebody.
Two
needs
of ten.
Somebody needs to
jersey number, fire emoji, pop 3. That title sucks.
You can't put pop when there's only 10 of them made. That's.
But jersey number 1 of 1 fire emoji.
Well, it sold for less than the other one, so.
Did Brady ever wear 2?
Would it have been acceptable if it said first Buccaneer card prism? Would that be more acceptable than 1 of 1? Fire emoji, pop 3.
Fire emoji.
Oh, I just realized that's a 2020.
Yes.
Okay.
But this is a 2018, though.
Okay, yeah. The 2018 one don't make sense to me. The 2020 one does because of the Bucks. First Bucks uniform.
Maybe. Well, we do have the giveaway from last week. Phil P. I think it's Paul Masano. He won the Lee Flash football. So we will get that sent out to you. Just contact us through mojobreak.com and the contact form. State your name and your YouTube account as well and where we can send the box. We have another giveaway for this week, and you guessed it. It's based around the wide receivers. So we're going to be giving away $150 in group break credits. And so you can join these Donruss, these black breaks that we got going on mojobreak.com. So we want to know, which receiver are you collecting this year, whether it be Larry Fitzgerald, whether it be Justin Jefferson, maybe Jamar Chase, maybe Brandon Ayuk. I want to know who you guys are collecting in the comments below, and I want to know why. Like, why are you collecting this player? You think they're going to go to the Super Bowl? You think they might get Rookie of the Year? You think they're going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? I want to know why, because the whole wide receiver game is definitely interesting to me. So, but for now, check out breaks at mojobreak.com if you want to get in on some sealed wax. Mojobreakshop.com, we got some great pre-orders. People are going on the site, taking advantage of the pre-orders, which is the lowest price it will be. I mean, with the market the way that it is, especially for football, if you got a chance to buy some on mojobreakshop.com, that is the lowest price it's going to be on the pre-order, because it goes up by the day with these five rookies. And also download our mojobreakshop.com app in the App Store as well, and that'll have everything on the site for the sealed wax. So make sure you hit that subscribe here on Mojo Break Media. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next week on episode 205.